Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka The Whip Show. And right now, you are railing with the Word Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker.
What's going on, everybody? I have a confession to make. And that confession is that I've watched SummerSlam 2023, which emanated from Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, multiple times. WWE has been on a roll, and I've been enjoying the product tremendously. But SummerSlam was something special. Special, one, because it took place in my backyard. Two, because the quality of the matches was so good. And three, because when it was over, I felt the need to rewatch it. To rewatch it for the feelings, to rewatch it for standout moments and moves and sequences within the contests, and again for just the emotion of the crowd. There was a lot about SummerSlam that I enjoyed. But I want to talk about a few specific things now that I've watched it multiple times. Firstly, let's revisit the card. And I'll kind of give you an idea of each one, what I thought of the match. Logan Paul versus Ricochet. Logan Paul wins. I was satisfied with that. I thought they put on a good show. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. Cody wins. Hard-hitting match. Really enjoyed it. LA Knight wins the Slim Jim Battle Royal. It was fun. Didn't take up too much time. Did what it needed to do. Had some cool things in it. I enjoyed it. Shayna Baszler versus Ronda Rousey. Shayna Baszler wins. The match. I gotta admit, I'm still not certain how I feel about it. I feel like I need to watch it a few more times. And I need to watch it from a few different perspectives. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. Intercontinental Champion Gunther wins. Excellent match. Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. World Heavyweight title on the line. Seth freaking Rollins defends. Excellent match. Bianca Belair versus Charlotte versus Asuka, WWE Women's World Title. Bianca Belair wins. Excellent match. Played out well. Io Sky cashes in on Bianca Belair. She becomes the Women's Champion. Excellent. And then the main event. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. Excellent match. Now, I want to stay here with Roman versus Jey. When Jey Uso came out, the way he controlled the crowd, seeing all those hands waving, rocking with him there in Ford Field, was one of the most, if not the most memorable moment of the show for me. It's one of those moments that I rewound and watched numerous times over everything else. Again, reiterating the point, I have watched SummerSlam numerous times now. But that particular moment I watched repeatedly, rewind it, watch Jey Uso come out. Just continued to rewatch his entrance. That was something special. Jey Uso, who is considered one of the greatest tag team wrestlers of all time, him and his brother Jimmy. Multiple title reigns, longest title reign in history, magnificent chemistry, excellent matches all throughout their resume. Seeing what he's become as a singles competitor, going all the way back to the beginning of this, the Bloodline saga, the beginning of this relationship on screen between this iteration of Roman Reigns and main event Jey Uso. It has been a joy. It has been an honor and a privilege to watch him develop into this caliber of a singles competitor, into this caliber of a performer. And his entrance at Ford Field in Detroit for SummerSlam 2023 was the culmination of that build and showed everyone the star he's become. It was there on full display when he climbed up on that turnbuckle with his hands down at his sides, leaning to the side, looking at the crowd, then lifted his hands and got everyone waving their hands with them. And you watched all those people unanimously rocking with him. Locked down. He locked him down. I was so proud. I felt so proud watching that. The first time I saw Jey Uso, first time I saw the Usos, period, ever in life, was at a SmackDown house show at the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan. It's one of those days I will never forget because before the show that night, earlier in the day, I got to sit down and have this lengthy interview with John Cena. Lengthy. We laughed a lot. We talked about movies. We talked about hip hop. We talked a lot about hip hop. We did this whole tournament thing with different hip hop artists to see who came down to be the greatest through this tournament bracket I made. I had so much fun with John. Unforgettable. And then that night at the show, saw the Usos for the first time. And I remember my sons and I were like, man, who are these dudes? They corny. But fast forward to now, my boys don't watch wrestling regularly like I do. They peek in and out here and there. They'll watch WrestleMania. Some of the bigger, more largely promoted matches they'll want to see. And if they get wind of it, they'll ask me, you know, you watching this? I say, yeah, you know, I'll cook up something. We watch it. It takes us back to when we used to play the video games on the Wii. SmackDown versus Raw. Their friends would come over, you know, we'd barbecue, we'd play the game. It was a lot of fun. There's a lot of memories there. But fast forward, them sitting there in recent memory and watching the Usos now. And they'll say, remember when we saw them at the Breslin? We was like, man, these dudes kind of whack. But look at them now. They're like two of the coldest wrestlers in the world. Ever. To have that shared sentiment. That means a lot. I hold that in a very personal place. So to see Jey Uso do what he did, I'll never forget it. Now the match itself, I gotta be honest, I wanted more. considering that it was tribal combat and they came out and kind of filled each other out in the beginning and locked up, and there was some jockeying, you know, I was expecting all out war. I expected them to come out and just start tearing each other apart right from the beginning, and for it to just be fast paced and chaotic all the way through. That was my expectation. So I can't blame them for what they did as opposed to what I was expecting. It was my own expectation. And because of that, watching the match initially, I was kind of like partially disappointed, but I still enjoyed it because they told a story. And you got to watch the story to the end. You can't read a book halfway through and put it down and expect to give someone a synopsis of what the book is about, to give an honest opinion and review of what the story was and how it unfolded, because you didn't see the whole thing. So seeing the match all the way through, they opened the book, they told your story in the middle, and they closed it. And for that, I commend them. And after repeat watches, knowing what was coming and what the match was, I was able to respect it more after that first viewing. But still the standout is Jay's entrance. There was so much great stuff on this SummerSlam. I mean, arguably the best match of the night happened multiple times. Gunther and Drew, Seth and Finn, Cody and Brock. Those were arguably the best show of the night, all of them. Incredible. But the standout, watching Jay walk that aisle and command the crowd the way he did.
Thank you for listening to Railing with the World Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Joe Walker, on the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and support the platform wherever you get your podcasts from. Follow The Whip Show podcast on all social media, and follow me on Twitter at Mr. Joe Walker. No excuses. Championships only. Be kind. Be creative. Win.